Places to Go.
Welcome to Places to Go, the podcast from Playsy. As the name suggests, in each episode, we introduce you to a place to go, that we can recommend to you. And in under 10 minutes, we stick to the to-go principle and keep it short, to the point, and simple.
I'm Paul from the Playsy team.
Travel tips to go, that's our specialty. With Playsy, we have developed a platform where you can put together your own personal travel guide for selected destinations. Hamburg is also included, where we have collected sustainable travel tips, and many of them are located in the Schanzenviertel district. So let's take a closer look at this district in this episode of Places to Go. We even have a very prominent Schanzen fan on board for you, Philippe Westermeyer from the company OMR, which has its headquarters here in this district and organizes the big OMR festival every year in the nearby exhibition halls. If you also want tips that are tailored to you and your wishes, then take a look at hamburg.playsy.travel. But for now, let's take a look at this district, whose name already hides its origins, Sternschanze, as it is officially called after the star-shaped defensive fortifications that Hamburg had built here in the late 17th century. Today, it is the city's left-wing alternative district, now also quite gentrified, but it has retained a certain creative spirit. You won't find the big chains here, but very individual stores, cafes, restaurants, and above all, bars. And I'd like to introduce you to three places here that you won't find anywhere else: a street, a house, and a square. Let's start with the street that is the undisputed center of the district and has a somewhat peculiar name, the Schulterblatt.
In English, shoulder blade.
It's actually named after an inn that existed here in the 17th century, at the time of the defensive fortifications we talked about earlier.
This pub had the painted shoulder blade of a whale hanging outside, and was consequently called At the Shoulder Blades.
There are still plenty of bars here today, especially on the so-called piazza. This was created in the early 2000s, when the sidewalk here, on Schulterblatt, between Susannenstrasse and Rosenhofstrasse, was widened so much that it really has become a square in its own right. Especially on a summer evening, it really feels like an Italian piazza, when all the cafes and bars have their tables and chairs here. Directly opposite the piazza is a building that is probably the most famous and also the most controversial in the district, the Red Flora. This building was actually opened in 1889 as the Flora Concert Hall, where stars such as Zara Leander, Hans Albers, and Johannes Heesters later performed. And the name Flora, by the way, came from the lamps in the garden behind the building. There were hundreds of them, and they were shaped like calyxes. Unfortunately, there is nothing left of them in Flora Park today. During the day, the park still has its charm, albeit a completely different one than back then. In addition to playgrounds and meadows, there's also a graffiti wall where anyone can boulder freely.
The Kilimanshenzo.
In the evenings, however, this is often a hotspot for drug dealing, so you have to be careful. And the house, the Flora, has also changed. In the 20th century, the neighborhood and this building went downhill. A cinema moved in here in the 50s, later a discount store. Then it was to be demolished. But the left-wing scene fought back. They didn't want to give up their Flora, so they simply occupied it. That was in 1989. And it was only after many demonstrations and riots that the city finally bought the Flora in 2014 and has left it to the autonomous movement ever since. If you walk south along Schulterblatt from Flora, you'll come to the triangular square that we want to introduce to you next, the Neuer Pferdemarkt. In fact, this was the city's large horse market in the 19th century, with vets and a carriage factory located around it.
And a completely different Hamburg institution was founded here back then,
Hagenbeck's Zoo. It was opened here in 1874 by Carl Hagenbeck. His father had already presented seals in the nearby St. Pauli district, which he had bought from fishermen. But after a good 20 years, the zoo moved to the neighborhood where it can still be found today, Stellingen.
What also existed here, right next to the horse market, was a slaughterhouse area that really took on huge dimensions over time.
You can still see these historic brick halls today, where the animals were slaughtered back then, where the stables were. It stretches from Pferdemarkt between Schanzenstrasse and Sternstrasse up to the S-Bahn tracks. Today, these buildings are home to many cool stores, such as the Knust Concert Club and the special bookshop Cohen Plus Dobernig, or Tim Melzer's Bullerai restaurant, right next to Sternschanze S-Bahn station, and the headquarters of the company behind the OMR festival right next door. I've already announced it. Philip Westermeyer, one of the founders of the festival, has revealed his favorite tips here in the district. Tell us, Philip, what can you recommend?
Zu Kaffee in der Schanze, auf jeden Fall Pallas. Das macht mein Freund Erkan unten am Pferdemarkt.
My favorite cafe in the Schanze is Palace, which is run by my friend Erkan down at Pferdemarkt. The back room is a particular highlight. The Peperoncino comes to mind as a bar. It's a bit outside the Schanze, on the way down to the Reeperbahn. It's run by two former colleagues from the Bullerei, and they've made a dream come true. I can recommend the Mojo store in Schulterblatt, which is very small and personal. I like to stroll past there during my lunch break. As a restaurant, I just have to mention the Bullerei. I'm always there, and the restaurant is run by our neighbor, Tim Melzer. The lunch menu in the deli is also great. I recommend the Okonomiyaki, Japanese pancakes.
And in my opinion, the most beautiful street in this district is Beckstrasse. It's a small, car-free, cobbled street that looks a bit like cities that want to be photographed a lot on Instagram.
Schulterblatt. Restaurant, da bin ich sehr eingeschränkt und muss einfach die Bullerei erwähnen. Alles andere wäre nicht fair, weil ich da einfach auch immer bin und weil es natürlich unser Nachbar Tim Melzer sie betreibt. Also wer ein Restaurant sucht, Bullerei, auch gerade der Mittagstisch da im Deli, dort Okonomiyaki, japanische Pfannkuchen, kann ich empfehlen. Ansonsten die Lieblingsstraße in der Schanze ist aus meiner Sicht die Beckstraße. Das ist so eine kleine autofreie Kopfsteinpflasterstraße, die sieht ein bisschen aus so wie einfach Städte aussehen, die bei Instagram viel fotografiert werden wollen.
Many thanks for the tips, dear Philip. They will also be included in our show notes. We hope this episode has prepared you well for your visit to the Schanzenviertel. If so, please leave us a positive rating and a comment, and feel free to subscribe to our podcast Places to Go. We have scouted even more tips for you, both in Hamburg and around the world. You can always find out when a new episode is released on Instagram at playzy.travel.
And as I said, Hamburg is one of the destinations for which you can put together your own personal travel guide on playzy.travel. Give it a try.